Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
But back home, the government needs to legislate to make the 12th of July a public holiday. That's according to Patrick Costello, who's a Green Party TD and a member of the implementation of the Good Friday Agreement Committee, who joins me now. We're also joined on the line by Pather Tobin, who's Aintu party leader and member of the same implementation committee of the Good Friday Agreement. You're both very welcome to the programme. Can I ask you, Patrick Costello, from the horse's mouth, what are you saying actually here?
Well, I think it's straightforward that we should mark the 12th of July on both sides of the border. I think it's an important day in Irish history. Obviously, people will view it in different ways, but I think it's an important day that we all live with one way or another, and I think it's important to mark it. I think it's a day that...
So you're asking the Republic to mark it. Mark what exactly? What's a public holiday for?
Well, I think what a public holiday is for is about acknowledging that there are important days, and days that, whether we are observing them, whether we're celebrating them, whether we're using it as a day of reflection, that they are important days to our culture. For example, St. Patrick's Day is a very important day about Irish heritage and Irish culture, but it's a very broad thing. It's a very broad celebration that has moved away from simply being about one particular saint.
I understand. So, but I'm asking you, sorry, if I can get a question. I'm asking you to define for me what, if you were to tell tourists from America, say, would they ask, why do we have a public holiday in Ireland on the 12th of July? Give me the reasoning behind it.
Well, I think this is a day that is important to the Protestant community in Northern Ireland, and I think it's about acknowledging that we are an island with a variety of histories and traditions and cultures, and that we value them equally, and that certainly those from a Protestant tradition are as acknowledged by the state as much as any other tradition.
Okay. Pather Tobin, what's wrong with valuing sections of the community equally?
Well, absolutely. We should value all sections of the community equally. And I believe in a pluralist republic where everybody can be who they are to the full extent, without fear or favour from the state, etc. Eyebrows have been raised all across the country in terms of Patrick's suggestion, I imagine. The 12th of July is a celebration of the dominance of unionism over nationalism. It is a literal celebration of the victory of a Protestant king over a Catholic king. And it heralded in a phenomenally dark period of time in terms of penal laws, Protestant ascendancy, many, many deaths, civil and human rights being taken away from individuals. And the idea that a country would put that as a national holiday is just bizarre. In the north of Ireland, especially at the moment, many nationalists have to close their businesses. They have to get out of town on the 12th to go on holidays. You know, streets are festooned with Union Jacks and UVF flags. And, you know, it's extremely
political.
That's
in the north, Pather. What Patrick is suggesting is that we legislate to make it a public holiday here. And we already have people telling us in this programme that in Donegal, for example, there are 12th of July parades. There's never a problem.
Well, first of all, even this week, we've had Leo Varadkar's poster being put on one of the largest bonfires in the north of Ireland. And the PSNI are now, you know, investigating this as a hate crime. So this is the context, unfortunately, of this particular, event. Now, I will agree that, you know, outside of the six counties, there has been, because of the lack of an orange state or a unionist state, there has been a more cultural focus on 12th of July celebrations, such as in Rathnaola and in parts of Monaghan. I wouldn't rule out at a time when that sunny day when Irish unity is about to happen. You know, I think everything would be on the table in terms of negotiations. But I think it's just illogical at this stage to say that we would start to, you know, go down such a route.
So you're saying it's premature, Patrick. What about that point? If the poster of the Taoiseach is being burnt on a bonfire in the north to celebrate the 12th, maybe this is premature.
Well, I think the poster has been burnt by a small group of extremists, and we've seen many unionists and unionist politicians condemning that kind of behaviour. We've seen unionist politicians over the years condemning the sectarianism, condemning the size of the bonfires, the atmosphere at the bonfires. So I think it's important. I think it's important that we try and recapture and we try and develop and highlight that cultural elements of this. And I think, you know, I think we need to be able to talk about these things. Like the response that we shut these things down, and some of the vitriol even coming across talking about this idea shows that we have a long way to go. And I think we need to be talking about this in terms of promoting reconciliation, promoting that shared conversation and a shared history. Now, the shared history doesn't need to be the exact.
Yeah, so these are not isolated issues. So many of these bonfires would have posters on them, signs saying kill all Tags, for example. You know, in the context of Drumcree, when, you know, March 12th marches weren't allowed down the streets, you know, we had mass riots in terms of people saying, well, we own this place, we should be allowed to do what we want. And on the issue of reconciliation, it's often mistaken that reconciliation means that we have to wear each other's political clothes. You know, the idea that we have to meld together in some kind of hybrid identity. Real reconciliation is the understanding that actually we live in a pluralist society. I can be who I am to the full extent. You can be someone completely different, and we can still actually get on with each other and work together.
But the state, when it comes to a pluralist society,
yeah, you're basically saying in a united Ireland run by Green, you are allowed to do whatever you want, but don't forget that I'm the boss and I run the shop here.
No, what I'm saying is that the 12th of July is simply not a benign celebration. It is a celebration of one culture's victory over another culture for hundreds of years. And anybody who pretends to say it's benign and to equate it with another cultural event such as St. Patrick's Day is simply not being honest.
Okay, so straight up question for Patrick Costello. Would you be happy to legislate for a public holiday that means Protestant ascendancy and Orange ascendancy dominance?
I don't believe it does mean that. And no, I think also, if that's what it means,
by any objective standards, that's what the Orange Lodge feels it means. So if that
but
is.
The Orange Lodge don't own the 12th. No, they don't own the 12th. In the same way, nobody owns the Easter Rising. We have allowed the Orange Order to lay claim to the 12th and to push their sectarianism, and all the negative things we are talking about is a direct result of this. The Orange Order do not own the 12th.
Who else, and we apart should not, from unionist parties, who are very much affiliated, many of them, to the Orange Lodge, are certainly protected.
There are plenty of celebrations that are organised by unionist communities without necessarily having the Orange Order involved. There are lots
not
of unionist politicians.
Let Patrick finish, he'll come back to you.
Yeah, there are lots of unionist parties who do promote this without necessarily a connection to the Orange Order. And there are plenty of elected reps in Northern Ireland who have come out in support of my this suggestion and this proposal, because it does seem to be, it is about reconciliation. And the thing is, reconciliation, as Patter says, it doesn't mean we have to dress up in each other's clothes, but that's a political clothes. On an individual level. We've got to remember that this is about the state. This is about the state. And the last thing we need is somebody saying this is just a Protestant state or this is just a Catholic state.
Before I go back to Pather on this, who are the, or what are the unionist parties that hold events around the 12th that aren't affiliated or defend the Orange Order? Patrick?
That's a Patrick.
There are lots of individual unionist politicians and politicians.
Who are they?
There are lots of individual politicians up there.
Because I know there are
individual politicians within the Green Party from the unionist tradition who aren't affiliated with the Orange Order, just as we are cross-community and have people from a nationalist tradition who also see the value for this in terms of reconciliation. And again, this is about the state and the state acting to show that everyone is welcome.
Pather.
Yeah, I think people will be impressed with Patrick's efforts to sanitise the 12th of July, in fairness. But, you know, I don't think he's convincing many people in relation to this. Absolutely, everybody on the island of Ireland has a right to be who they are. And if their loyalties are British or Irish, that's fine. And, you know, people should have the right to celebrate themselves in relation to what's happening. But for a country to elevate a particular celebration to the status of a public holiday means that the country is itself saying that we value the ideas behind that public holiday. And we
Sounds
saw similar
like what
mistakes.
Unionist parties say about the Irish language. Of course, you can speak the Irish language, but we're not going to legislate for it.
No, but the point is, in the north of Ireland, when there is legislation for the Irish language, there's legislation for Ulster Scots, and when there's funding, it goes both ways. But you know, the idea and the same mistake was made when, you know, Fine Gael came out and said we need to commemorate members of the RIC and the Black and Tans in the same way that we commemorate volunteers that fought for Irish freedom. Absolutely, everybody has a right to commemorate their lost loved ones. But don't equalize the two events, because they're not the same, and they're not the same value in terms of moral and justice in relation to Irish history.
Okay. Look, plenty of texts on this to 51551. We'll get to them a little bit later on. I'm out of time. I'm so sorry to you both. Patrick Costello of the Green Party and Pather Tobin of AIM2. Thank you both.